This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for April 2014. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene,
3,100 miles on 630 meters down under. KickSat and its sprites are now on orbit.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson. First up tonight, presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. As this broadcast is coming to you on the Sunday of Anzac weekend, I thought it was timely to give you an update on progress towards our plans to recognise the Anzac centenary commemoration in April 2015. We are planning a joint exercise with the Wireless Institute of Australia to help publicise and celebrate the centenary of the Anzac landings at Gallipoli. We've obtained permission to use the word Anzac from the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, and will now be applying to Radio Spectrum Management for the special call sign ZM100 Anzac. In Australia, the WIA are in the process of applying for the call sign VK100 Anzac. The special call signs will be active from the 25th of April 2015 and operation will cease on the 20th of December 2015. The 20th December 2015 date was when the last Anzac troops left the shores of the Dardanelles and is an appropriate finish date. To help us with this activity, I would like to hear from any ZL amateurs who are considering attending the celebrations at Gallipoli in 2015. The Turkish Amateur Radio Society is planning to have a special event station operating from a location as close as possible to the Anzac commemorative site, and there will be an opportunity for visiting radio amateurs to take part. Please let me know if you're planning on being in Turkey in April 2015, so we can advise the Turkish Amateur Radio Society of possible visiting amateurs. I'll have more details on this activity over the next few months as our planning comes to fruition. FIMTAG restructure. At its April meeting, Council resolved to restructure the Frequency Management and Technical Advisory Group, and in the process will no longer have the position of FIMTAG chairman. A working group comprising Malcolm ZL2UDF, Terry ZL4TAE, Warren ZL2AJ and Neil ZL1TAJ has been formed to work on the restructure process, which is expected to split the FIMTAG role into two distinct functions, engineering and planning. More details on the new structure of FIMTAG will be released as the working group finalises its plans. In the meantime, I would like to thank David ZL2SX, the outgoing FIMTAG chairman, for his work with FIMTAG over the last several years. Branches will by now have received the newsletter from headquarters with your branch, voting strength and other information. Included with the newsletter is a request for some feedback on Corebook and what you would like to see produced this year. Last year, Corebook came out only as a CD-ROM. I'd like to hear from you, our members, on the CD-ROM, which included an experimental version of the core book in electronic form. Have you had a look at this? Do you like it? Also, what would you like to see for this year's core book? A hard copy printed format? Your next branch meeting could be a good time to discuss this and get your branch secretary to let me know your thoughts. My thanks to those who have replied already. Well, Jim, that's it from me this month.
Thank you, Vaughan, the president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. This year's NZART Sangster Shield Contest is to be held Saturday 17th and Sunday 18th of May, 2000 to 2300 hours, New Zealand Standard Time, each evening. CW only, of course, the maximum power output of 5 watts. The rules are published in the 2012-2013 printed core book and in the 2014 CD-ROM core book. Remember, there are 6 by half-hour operating periods each evening and operating for just one night is fine. The more contest participants, the better. Use the branch number of your location, regardless of whether this is currently active or in recess, and use the same branch number each night, even if you happen to be operating from different locations. Now, last year, the contest had its first SDR transceiver entry. What will this year bring? Maybe a valve output stage? Hope to work you on the contest, and that information comes from organiser Glenn ZL2KZ. To news from NZRT headquarters, and it's to Upper Hutt we head, where it's a very good evening to NZRT business manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, it's a sad tale this month. We are now only 4 weeks away from the annual conference, the ultimate opportunity to recognise fellow amateurs for their work and commitment in a branch throughout 2013. And yet we have no nomination for Amateur of the Year nor Young Amateur of the Year, and only one nominee for the ZL1HV Jumbo Godfrey Award. Come on, branches. Are you seriously telling me there has been no one that you wish to acknowledge as going above and beyond in your branch? What a sad state of affairs. Many secretaries were quick to inform me of what I inadvertently excluded from your recent branch circulars posted out. Therefore, I am sure you can think of someone who deserves to be recognised. Speaking of the branch circular, if a member advised me of a change of address, specifically if moving out of your usual branch area, you also need to advise me what branch you now wish to belong to. Again, I have heard from secretaries that members have moved on or should be included in the statistics that were advised. There are two reasons they may no longer be on your list. One, they have moved. The other, they are no longer financial. If the latter, branches need to consider the opportunity to reintroduce them back to the association, whereby the branch can retain $50 of the $99 membership fee when they forward the membership application form of a relaxed or new member. By relaxed, the person must not have been a member of the association for a period of 3 or more years. Should the branch not want to keep the $50, then by all means forward the application with a cheque for the balance to me, that is $49. This is an opportunity that I am sure will attract those who for one reason or another have not renewed their membership for a number of years. Plus, there is always another opportunity to be a member by paying a $10 monthly direct credit to the association for those whose memberships have lapsed in the last couple of years. I cannot stress enough the importance of supporting your much-loved and valued hobby, which the association has done for you for nearly 88 years. Finally, a big bouquet to Otago branch members and examination supervisors who recently held a crash course in amateur radio and successfully passed 10 candidates. Well done, Otago. Well, that's it from me, Jim. Apologies for being so forthright this month and sounding like I'm always asking for money, which I have been accused of doing. However, the voice is more often heard in numbers rather than in shouting. More members equals more opportunity to be heard and, of course, lower subscription rates. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. Returning by popular demand, it's the Branch 48 Whanganui Amateur Radio Junk Sale next Saturday, May the 3rd. The auction starts at 10 a.m. at the Whanganui Intermediate School Hall in Dublin Street, Whanganui. That's the same venue as last year. Lots will be accepted from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. on Friday, 2nd of May, and from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. on the Saturday morning of the sale. Full sales conditions and contact information are detailed on page 36 of your copy of Janfair Break-In and on the Whanganui Radio Society webpage at zl2ja.org.nz. Bids will be possible only by registered bidder number. As a bidder, you must register with a $5 fee. This will also provide you with a sale catalogue. That's the Branch 48 Whanganui Amateur Radio Junk Sale next Saturday, the 3rd of May. For a look now at international amateur radio news, we're off to Charleston, West Virginia, to join Newsline's Jim Demron in 8TMW.
It seems perseverance has paid off for longtime 630-meter operator Murray Greenman, ZL1BPU, who uses the special purpose call sign ZL1EE for contacts on that band. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, is here with the details.
During the week of April 13th to the 20th, ZL1EE had numerous reception reports from Bernd Joseph Wolf, VK5ABN/8, some 2,010 miles away near the city of Adelaide, Australia. But the real payoff came when he learnt that his signal had been copied by Derek Zek, VK60Z, in the Australian city of Alika, some 3,100 miles to the west. Using the new WSPR2 digital mode, Greenman operated overnight at 200 watts power out into a small 23-foot high Marconi antenna that was squeezed into a 1/5-acre urban lot. This put the effective radiated signal below the maximum 25 watts permitted. It took a week of trying, but with the reception report from VK60Z, he finally broke the 3,000-mile distance barrier. As elsewhere, the 630-meter allocation here in New Zealand is from 472 kHz to 479 kHz. What undoubtedly helped ZL1EE achieve this remarkable low-frequency DX is that his location is only about 7 miles from our west coast, and most of the path to VK60Z is over water. It should be noted that activity between Australia and New Zealand on 630 metres is quite strong, especially over the winter months here in the southern hemisphere. The window of opportunity for these contacts appears to be about 2 hours wide from local midnight. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham at L2BHF in Nelson, New Zealand.
With the growing popularity of this band in the southern hemisphere, there's now a New Zealand 630-meter net that meets every Thursday night local time. Those involved say they are looking for stations in other South Pacific locations prepared to listen and provide signal reports of transmissions as they are heard. The KickSat CubeSat is now on orbit and getting ready to release its cargo of Sprite Pico satellites early in May. After numerous delays, KickSat was carried to space on Friday, April 18th, on board a SpaceX Dragon freight capsule using the company's Falcon 9 reusable booster. This as a part of the CRS-3 resupply mission to the International Space Station. As previously reported, KickSat's beacon can be heard on 437.505 MHz, as well as 2401 to 2436.2 MHz transmitting various satellite parameters. Once released from their mothership, the Sprites will be transmitting on 437.240 MHz, but each with its own unique digital code. In addition to KickSat, the SpaceX CRS-3 mission also delivered several other CubeSats, including SporeSat, TSat, PhoneSat V2.5, and All-Star Thea. All were deployed into a 325 by 315 kilometer 51.5 degree inclination orbit. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW, in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2014, all rights reserved.
Thanks, Jim, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. To the Waikato and the Radio Electronics Group Incorporated, ZL1REG and ZL2REG are holding their annual equipment sale on Saturday, 10th of May, at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Hamilton, commencing 10 a.m. Pre-booked tables are available at $20 or $25 on the day. Now, there's plenty of parking with easy access to the venue, and there'll be access to the venue from 8:30 a.m. on the day for vendors only. Contact Trevor ZL4GJ at 07 843 7365 or email trev99@vodafone.co.nz. Talk in on the 5675 or 8875 repeaters. NZART National Conference this year is being held in Blenheim, hosted by the Marlborough Amateur Radio Club Branch 22. Here's John Neal, ZL3LI, with a conference update.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, everybody. Conference now only 5 weeks away, so Branch 22 has everything in place to welcome you all. Now, full details about the venue, the accommodation, parking, alternative program, timetable, the talk-in station and contact details, they're all on the March-April copy of Break-In, or you may find them also on the NZART website. Queen's Birthday weekend always puts a strain on available accommodation in Blenheim, so if you haven't booked, you are recommended to do so as soon as you possibly can. Also, a friendly hint, try to get your registration payment in by May the 16th to avoid the late surcharge. We've requested a fine weekend, and Branch 22 looks forward to welcoming you to beautiful Marlborough. So don't miss out on the chance for friends, fellowship, the beautiful scenery, and the chance to wine and dine on Marlborough's finest. We look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, John. John Neal, ZL3LI, reporting for the Marlborough Conference Committee. Now it's Tawaro News, and here's Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Publication of the Tawaro Bulletin has been significantly delayed, so this is an official notice that the NZ Tawaro Annual General Meeting will be held on Sunday the 1st of June at the Marlborough Convention Centre starting at 8:15am sharp. Please note the start time of 8:15am. Tawaro members by now should have received a letter of explanation and a nomination form for positions on the Tawaro Executive. These were emailed to members where possible and sent by snail mail to those for whom we do not have an email address. We would urge you to consider standing for office or encouraging someone else to offer their services, as there are vacancies to be filled at the AGM, especially that of Bulletin Editor. Our recently retired Bulletin Editor, Bev ZL1OS, has been sent flowers with good health wishes from all Tawaro members. Tawaro's Thelma Super Memorial Contest is on Saturday the 10th of May and Sunday the 11th of May from 0800 to 1000 Zulu each night. All contacts to be on 80 metres and can be on phone or CW. This Tawaro contest is open to all YLs and OMs. YLs contact YLs and OMs contact YLs and OMs. One contact with each station is permitted in each half-hour period and should consist of an exchange of signal report, serial number and call sign, plus the name of the operator worked. To qualify as a multiplier, Tawaro stations must have contact with at least 10 different stations, and a bonus station using the Tawaro call sign ZL6YL will be in operation for random periods and will count as one multiplier on each night of the contest, if worked. Scoring. Each log must contain call sign of station worked, cipher sent, cipher received, and the name of the operator and the points claimed for the contact. 5 points for each YL contact, including ZL6YL. 4 points for each non-Tawaro contact. 3 points for OM contacts. Multiplied by the number of Tawaro members worked, including the bonus station, if worked. Logs are to be sent to Cathy ZL280K at her call book address no later than May the 23rd. We hope that all Tawaro members will find time to get on the air, even for a short while during the contest. Full details regarding scoring and log requirements of the Thelma Super Memorial Contest are in the January-February Break-In Tawaro column on page 33, or you can contact any Tawaro Executive member for them. That's all from Tawaro for April, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Tawaro, Rosemary Berger, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10. Their next meeting is on Tuesday the 20th of May at the club rooms in Stadium Drive in Pukekohe, starting 7:30pm. The club has a speaker from Counties Power to talk on the topic of smart meters and their possible interference with amateur radio. And you can find more information on how smart meters will be introduced into the area in County News of the 25th of March. To Upper Hutt Branch 63, where the annual general meeting is set for Friday the 2nd of May starting 8 p.m. at the clubrooms in Park Street in Upper Hutt. There will also be a review and a discussion on the remits for NZART conference in Blenheim in June. Nelson Branch 26 has its next meeting on Wednesday the 21st of May at 7:30 p.m. at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. There will be discussion concerning NZART remits and a guest speaker, Clive Rowe, to talk on the Canterbury Ring Laser. Now, the Canterbury Ring Laser was started by Jeff Steadman from the University of Canterbury and Hans Bilger from Oklahoma University to test theories of relativity and to measure the variations in the Earth's rotation and orientation. And it was later shown to be very sensitive to seismic events. And the talk will describe some of the electronic, RF and instrumentation required to support the laser optical unit. And Clive will also describe the construction of a 4-metre square, 10 million euro geodesic ring laser in Bavaria, Germany. And finally, to Christchurch Branch 05 NZART, which now has its meetings at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. Visitors are very welcome, of course. The May meeting will be on Wednesday the 7th of May, and the programme will involve a special general meeting to change the timing of the club's financial year, followed by the review of remits for NZART 2014 conference. And you can refer to Hamlarks for information on the special general meeting. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed on Friday, the 2nd of May. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 25th of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for April 2014. Good night, everyone. Good night now.